This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. In our last visit, we considered what Paul meant in 1 Corinthians 9:19 when he declared, "I make myself a slave to everyone." Let's continue by noting what Paul says in Romans 12:1 in the King James Version. "I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto the Lord, which is your reasonable service." When you consider all God has done for you, it's the most reasonable thing for you to do, to unreservedly present your body to God to be his bondslave. Paul was free to do what Demas did when he deserted Paul and God's service because of his love for the world, but he didn't. Paul presented his body as a living sacrifice to serve God and others. When you make this decision, you'll face opposition or enticements from the world. That's why Paul said in Romans 12:2 and the Phillips translation, "Don't allow yourself to be pushed into the mold of the world. Rather, be transformed by the renewing of your mind." This simply means when you are tempted to follow the world's mantra, "Do it for yourself," remind yourself that you have surrendered to God and you belong to Him. Trust Him to enable you to live in a way that is worthy of your calling as a bondslave. What does that look like? Serve others. Meet others' needs. Don't get weary in doing good, Paul wrote in Galatians 6:9 through 10. But as we have opportunity, let us do good to all people, especially to those who belong to the family of believers. We're to impact those in our sphere of influence by doing good. Bloom where you have been planted. If you'd like to review these messages, go to my website, gettinggodsmessage.org.